it's a political year. And of course, you've got the Democratic and the Republican conventions that were the Democrats got their job done. They got the candidates nominated, and the Republican just, for lack of a better way of putting it, was wild. And then they couldn't get along. You had this person and that person, and next thing you know, you're on this ballot and that ballot, and people were dropping out, and it was bizarro. Well, then add into that that after their convention, more people before the filing deadline came out and said, wait, I want that spot. Well, one of them is an individual that ran as an independent before against Kelly Armstrong for a seat in Congress, and now she's running as a Republican. She's a member of the North Dakota GOP saying, I want that seat in Congress that's opened up with Kelly Armstrong going into this race for governor. So, and that's Kara Mund. And I don't think she gets mad if I introduce her this way, because it's quite an honor what she did. Former Miss America, attorney, Kara Mund. Good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel. It's great to be back.
Something made you decide to go out and get signatures and make this race. I've got to ask you what that was.
Yeah. So when I joined the race in 2022, I joined because I didn't feel represented. We had two candidates, neither of which supported women's rights. And here we are 2 years later, and we're talking about the exact same issues. And, you know, as someone who typically votes in a Republican primary, I was looking at the candidates, and they're all the same. All four of them now hold the same views. They're basically just talking heads. And so it's, which one do you want to pick? And I could not fathom voting for one of them. You know, now more than ever, I think women's rights continues to be at the forefront. And I truly believe there are moderate Republicans in North Dakota. There are women, there are men that don't want to be controlled, and they don't want the government to be in those spaces. They don't want them in those doctor's appointments. They don't want them telling them what to do. And as a party who prides itself in limited government, there's hypocrisy. And so I wanted to be that option. I wanted to be the person where if I went to go vote, I felt comfortable voting for that person, knowing that they were advocating for my daughter, for my granddaughters. That's the person I want, not just someone who's going to be a yes person and vote whatever way they're told.
Are you a Republican?
I am a Republican. I worked for Senator Hoeven. At the time when I joined the race in 2022, I could not go with a party. I had to go as an independent. And in the race, last time I said over and over again that I would caucus with the Republicans. And they can paint me however they want, right? The idea that women should have rights is not an idea just to the Democrats. I am confident there are women and men in this state that see women as equals, and they want that to be represented on the ballot.
So when you look at that, let's take a step back and look at the North Dakota GOP, right? They just went through a very cantankerous convention, right? You didn't seek their endorsement. You didn't run as a Republican last time. Why should they in their primary support you this time?
Yeah, well, first, I couldn't seek their endorsement. And I knew that. I took that when I ran in 2022. It's something that I thought about. But I was so passionate about the issue. I was so passionate about making sure that women were heard that I was willing to take 6 years off from being able to be endorsed. So I couldn't do it. So I wasn't going to go to the convention and stir the pot. I wasn't going to spoil ballots. I was going to let them, you know, fight it out. And they did. And it showed the dysfunction. They couldn't even get behind a candidate. You know, and it was something that I wasn't surprised about. But while they sat and fought, I went and got petitions. I worked my way onto the ballot to prove to North Dakotans that I'm not just going to be a puppet.
So the issue, and you saw what just happened in Arizona, and I want to point out the deeper you dig into Arizona about a law that went in place prior to statehood that was put in place by a 40-some-year-old man who back before he went to Arizona and Missouri had abused a wife that ended up divorcing and then goes to Arizona. And you can go down the list, abuse of a Native American girl, marrying a 15-year-old girl. I mean, this is the individual that made the law in Arizona that now has become the law of the state. How confused is this nation about laws when it comes to choice and women's health?
Oh, they're they're very confused. And I mean, we have candidates in this race who say that it should be a state right and then turn around and say that there should be a federal ban. And you don't get it both ways. You know, and 2 years ago, I sat and pushed this. I told people what's going to happen to women. Women are going to die. And people, I think, didn't realize, you know, and here we are 2 years later, and now they're potentially going to go after IVF. I mean, we couldn't even pass that, right? You know, it's not being a rational thing that they are trying to limit women. They're trying to control women. And I am confident that there are people in the Republican Party, there are independents in this state, and there are also Democrats in the state who realize the risk if this continues the way that it's going.
Now, I'm not going to pretend that you're just coming to this issue and using this issue only because it'll give you an avenue that the other Republican candidates don't have to that fall ballot, because this was an issue you were willing to champion last time in that last race, but you didn't win. You didn't win. How do you win this time?
Yeah. I think you just continue to advocate for what is happening to women. And I do see the last race as a huge win. I mean, some people, those career politicians, sure, they value it by whether or not you win the seat or not. But I gave a voice to an issue that otherwise wouldn't have been represented in 2022. The number of women that came up to me and said, you know, I had a miscarriage. People don't realize that the medical term is a spontaneous abortion. I mean, the fact that they're considering criminalizing doctors and criminalizing women, I mean, this is an issue that I am not going to waver on. You know, I want to be on the right side of history for this. And you know, before this, I'm, you know, working as an attorney. I love my job. I am so happy to be where I'm at. But I don't want in 20 years to look back for my preteen daughter and say, what if I would have fought? What if I would have just put my name on the ballot and I would have given women, moderates, independents that voice to say enough is enough? And I think we have numerous fed up Republican women who say our time has come and it's time for you to stop.
So there are other issues out there. I realize, and this is an issue you've been willing to champion, but when you look at Congress as a whole and you look at that Republican caucus or conference or whatever they want to call themselves today, I don't think that the group you would join could be more dysfunctional. They can't find a leader they want to get behind. You've got the radical right in that conference that is basically ruling that conference. I mean, you're sure this is the group you want to be involved with?
I mean, otherwise, the candidate who's going to get chosen is going to be part of that group. So, yes, like I want to get in there. I want to be the person who works across both sides. And as a single voice for North Dakotans, you don't represent just the GOP. We get one person in there. You represent all. And I think my last race, I proved that. And in this race, too, you know, I'm willing to go across the aisle. I'm willing to negotiate. And right now, if I hadn't joined the race, we would have someone who would just vote the expected way, who would vote as they were told and would not put North Dakota first.
So a couple of things here. Number one, it says North Dakota, Joel, as a former GOP district officer, please tell your guest, Kara, that she has my support. The party dysfunction is comical. What's your answer to that?
I agree. It is dysfunctional. I mean, 2 years ago, the biggest feedback I got from the Republican Party was that I would not be an effective member because I was an independent. And there were numerous Republicans who came out and said, I wish she would go as a Republican. So now here I am going as a Republican, right? We want to cut wasteful spending. But these last 2 years, I mean, they couldn't even keep a speaker. And you think about the struggles that American families, North Dakota families are going through. Inflation is through the roof. I mean, these are issues that we care about. How do I feed my family? How do I pay my mortgage? And they're in there fighting over who gets to have the power. I mean, it's ridiculous.
So let me ask you this. When funding for Ukraine would come before you, what would you do?
I would continue funding Ukraine. You know, we can either fight it there or we could fight it here. And Russia is there. Russia's there now. You keep your allies close. And I would. But I think there's other ways that we can, you know, reduce wasteful spending. But I don't think that's it, because then they're just coming for us on our own land.
Another question comes in. Did you attend the Republican convention?
I didn't. No, I was getting signatures at the time, but don't worry, I followed along and I knew exactly what was happening. You know, and especially in that last vote, I mean, it was appalling that they could not get behind a candidate and had to vote twice. They made those people stay past hours, you know, longer than they would have before, just to be able to try to get behind a candidate because people weren't following the rules. I mean, we saw what happened. And is that who you want representing you?
So where do you stand when it comes to Israel and their war against Hamas?
Yeah, I support Israel. At the same time, I do think we need a ceasefire, you know, and I'll leave it at that. I mean, again, it's at the same point where, you know, you have to keep your allies close. You have to support them. I understand the concerns people have. But at the same time, it's just like Ukraine. I mean, if we don't step up now, there's going to be consequences.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the Republicans should have gone forward on the bipartisan deal that was made on the southern border?
Absolutely. You know, and we see so many Republicans using this as a huge talking point in their campaign, and it could have been passed. And they cared more about who got the credit and who didn't. And again, we don't know what's going to happen in November. But right now, if this is an issue you truly are passionate about, you can't then turn around and say, oh, you know what, we're going to wait until, you know, our individual gets the credit. You are a representative of the people. And that wasn't a decision that supports the people.
I'm going to ask you this, and I've been asking a lot of candidates this, because the candidates that are rushing out there, it appears that on your side of the aisle, and you're a Republican, that they're thrusting Donald Trump into their races. I mean, they really are. Julie Fedorchik, she's not going to give a speech without mentioning Donald Trump. You know, Rick Becker, same thing. I mean, it's Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. So I asked Julie Fedorchik this yesterday. I'm going to ask you this today. Do you think Donald Trump is a good person?
As a woman, I cannot imagine another woman saying yes. I mean, he has been convicted of rape. This is not just, you know, an allegation. This is a conviction. He's going to trial on hush money for a porn star. I mean, you can agree with policy, but you should be, as a woman, if you are truly advocating for women's rights, you need to stand with your other women who've come out against him. And it's not just one. It's many, many women. And so, no, I don't think he's a good person.
So give me the top three reasons that you've aligned yourself and want to define yourself now as a Republican. The top three reasons.
Yeah. So I worked for the Republican Party before. I've always had connections to the party. I've never identified as a Democrat. I said, I think it was on your show in 2022, I didn't leave the party. The party left me. And now more than ever, I'm tired of letting, you know, the narrative dictate where I am. If you're truly going to be a leader, you are a uniter. You are not a divider. And especially as our sole member in the House of Representatives. I mean, you can align with the policies, you know, and Donald Trump, if he gets elected, which could happen, like, think of the scenarios. Do you want a far right representative in there, or do you want someone who's going to reach across the aisle and someone who's going to work with him but will not worship him? And right now, the other candidates cannot say that for themselves. You know, I am very different than the other candidates. I support women's rights. I will not worship him. I don't think anyone is above the law, and that includes Democrats and Republicans, right? And as a party that prides itself in law and order, again, we just have hypocrisy. You can't say certain people are above the law and others aren't. That's not what this is about.
When you get more time and you're not having to run and be a lawyer, we'll talk about the strategy of what you're going to have to use to win this race. So, Kara, always good to talk to you. If people want to know more about your campaign, where do they go?
Yeah, then go to caramund.com. I also have a Facebook, an Instagram, a Twitter account. It should be pretty easy to find me. We love volunteers, so walk with us in a parade, help us with signs, go door knocking with us. We are truly here to unite North Dakota, not divide it, and I'm the only candidate in the Republican race that will do that.
I want to share this text message with you because I think it's fair. It says, Kara Mund will be the first Republican I will vote for. She's the only person I've heard you interview that directly answers your questions. So apparently they feel you are. And I would suggest that they're right in the sense that everything I've asked you, you've answered. So I appreciate that. Thanks for coming on News and Views.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joel.